Well, this is going to be, it's the news according to me. It is a show. It's going to be a show. I guess a train wreck is a show. Some ways. Wednesday, April 15th, everybody's favorite day on the planet. We're not live, by the way. This is not a live show. It's Wednesday, April 15th, tax day, 8:18 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm recording this show. It's not going to be live. We're not going to have any AI callers today. Getting a lot of flack about the AI thing. Not really. Just kind of. We have I've got a couple topics to talk about. It's not going to be a real long show. I might have to take my dogs over to the groomer today. It was something I wasn't really planning on doing. It wasn't on my calendar for some reason. So that's coming up. My voice is a little, I've been doing a lot of singing lately. And I've been, unfortunately, I think I'm stretching the key that I shouldn't be in such a high key. I'm going to start lowering down some of the stuff I'm doing. It's trying to do some of this falsetto stuff and going, what you do is you get in a higher range and then you're able to shift over to a falsetto voice, and to project in falsetto is a little bit hard on your voice if you're not used to it. So some of the recording I've been doing, by the way, I've been putting out put it out an album to, it's kind of like Christian worship music mostly. I've got a single that's coming out. It's not really a worship song, but it's kind of a fun song. We've got another one that's, I got some singles. Let's just put it this way. I got some singles that are coming out, but I'm working on probably 10 of them. Unfortunately, I work on all of them at the same time, which is, it's a bad way to do it. I just should do one and get it done and focus on one thing. I can't focus on one thing at one time. It just doesn't happen. I am going to start putting out one at a time. I'm not going to put a bunch of them out at a time. So the next one that comes out, there's one that's pretty, I think it's going to be a pretty popular song. If anybody ever hears it, they'll probably like it. But it's everybody that's heard it really likes it. I mean, everybody. It's I've played it for people who aren't even Christians. They like it. So it's kind of a, it's an interesting concept there. Anyway, so that's when my voice is kind of messed up. Hopefully it might smooth out as the morning goes on. We'll see how it works. But I've got a cup of chai here with Cinnabon creamer. I put a little hat on it today so that it would stay hot. Yeah, that worked. It's at least warm. It's hot enough that it's have to be careful to drink. I wouldn't want to slam that down. It's hot enough to. And of course, in my backup cup, I've got I'm still working on that gallon of Chick-fil-A sweet tea I bought. So we've got that going on. Pretty good stuff. I have got a couple things we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about Eric Swalwell and what's happening with that whole debacle. And then we're going to also talk about, what else was it we're going to talk about? Something else. I can't remember what it was. I should have wrote it down. I don't know what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about some stuff. Talk about a few things. Whatever comes to mind, pretty much. It's wishy-washy Wednesday. It's a good day to have a wet basement. My particular area down here in the basement, it's not all wet, but this particular area is kind of damp here. Apparently, we got some thunderstorms last night. If it comes out of a certain direction, the house ends up getting... hit on the one side. There's some groundhog holes that apparently have a way of working their way into the basement here. So I got to deal with that while I'm on vacation. So pretty much just hopefully get caught up with things before I have to go back to work. That way things can get behind again before I have to go get vacation in the fall. So anyway, it's never ending, never ending here. We have, a few things to deal with. Mostly, this is the show where I tell you I'm not a doctor, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a financial counselor. I'm just a guy with a microphone. I just sit around all day and say,
"What's wrong with you people?"
That's pretty much all I do. That's what I do. I have a few things to get into. In the meantime, I'm going to take a sip of, let you get a chance to get a cup of coffee or whatever you do, whatever you drink when you watch the show. Maybe you're watching it or listening to it, I guess, late at night. You want a cup of warm milk or maybe some chocolate milk. And you want a cup of, or maybe it's a cup of coffee, cup of tea, cup of chai, whatever it is you drink in the morning, whenever you're listening to the show, whatever it is you're having, get yourself a refreshing beverage while we listen to this little interlude.
It's the news, according to me. Oh, it's the news, according to me. It's the news, according to me. Oh, it's the news. It's the news,
yeah.
According to me, it's the news.
It's the news.
According to me, it's the news. According to me.
Oh, it's just such a nice, happy song. In the midst of everything that's going on. I have, I guess you're going to hear in the background, there's a little fan blowing. I don't guess you guys can hear that. Maybe you can't. I don't know. I can hear it. Maybe it's not coming through the microphone here. That's good. Just shield it off from that. Okay. If it's annoying, just let me know. I'm not going to do anything about it. Anyway, getting into this whole thing with Eric Swalwell. I'd like to play. I don't know if I can find this. I wasn't planning on playing any videos this morning. However, there's this one that I think would be good to play. The Democrats are kind of going nuts over this whole thing, what is happening with this Eric Swalwell thing. Now, where did it go? Was it DeVore Darkins that had that on? Yeah, it was DeVore, yeah. I'm going to try to find this while we're working on all this stuff, see what I can find. But here he is. It's right at the very beginning of his video. This is about via DeVore Darkins. Let's see what he has to say here. This guy is talking.
I want to make a couple of things very clear.
Now this guy is supposedly Eric Swalwell's best friend. He's also a congressman, as far as I know. And, Eric Swalwell's running for governor. Of course, at the time he was running for governor, then, of course, that's when people started coming out talking more about some things. And this is one of his best friends. And they're all denying they knew anything about this. This is what I think is kind of the most shocking thing about the whole thing is how they're all distancing. He was living a double life. He was living a secret life. I don't think he's very secret about it.
Eric Swalwell's best friend and what he had to say earlier.
He doesn't say what his name is here.
I want to make a couple of things very clear. Number one, Eric Swalwell lied to all of us.
Swalwell.
He lies to the most powerful people in this country. And they trusted him. They trusted him in some of the most sensitive spots in our government, whether it was on Judiciary Committee, Intel Committee, impeaching Donald Trump. And that clouded my judgment. Our family's friendship together
Gallego?
With him clouded my judgment.
Gallego.
And I was wrong.
I don't know.
I deeply, deeply regret that. The women that came forward
were
courageous, and they still deserve justice. But to be clear again, I also had no knowledge of predatory behavior, sexual assault, or harassment.
All right.
This is bull, because a lot of people knew about it. In fact, there were some things filed about this kind of stuff, and everybody around him knew this was going on. Keep in mind, there's a guy on the Patrick Bet David show, the PBGA show, PJB, Patrick Bet David, PBD, whatever it is, Valuetainment. There's a guy on there that talks about how he met Eric Swalwell one time, had talked to him for about 4 or 5 minutes, and the next thing you know, Eric's talking about going out and finding, how you want to say, I don't know, targets? I don't know how you want to call it that. This is allegedly what was going on. And this guy was shocked that he was so forward with him. He didn't know who he was. He didn't know who Eric Swalwell was. He's this guy that he just met, and all of a sudden the guy wants to go hang out with him and go run around town and try to find where the women are, basically, is what he was looking for. Now, I don't know about you. That seems a little strange. Actually, it seems very strange. And it's for anybody to do that. Now, I guess Eric Swalwell is married. Now, I don't know whether he's been married, if he's, Fang was part of his, it was during that time. I've never heard of his wife. I didn't know he was married. I had no idea that anybody actually decided to marry this guy. I don't know. To think that he didn't have any clue that this guy was like that. Here's how I see this coming down, and this is the way I think it should go. If anybody around him says they didn't know anything about it, anybody that's in Congress, first of all, I think Eric Swalwell should be ejected from Congress. Now, having said that, let me be very careful. That's my opinion. I do think that there should be a process, a due process, and a just process. Not just, oh, we're going to look after ourselves. The Democrats are going to look after him and see what they're going to do an investigation on one of their own and see if they. No, not like that. That's not what we're talking about here. No. We're not going to have the Democrats looking. We're not going to have the fox watching the hen house here. Doesn't work that way. Due process as in a legal system of some. He dropped out of the California race awfully quickly for somebody who says these charges are false. And he drops out. That's unlike somebody who would be totally innocent. So that's all speculation on my part. It's all my opinion. I'm just alleging. There's just all allegations. They're not, nothing's been proven. But it certainly looks awfully suspicious, or sus, as the kids say. I mean, they still say that? I don't know. Maybe the kids don't say that anymore. Maybe those kids are adults now. I don't know. But that's where this is at. But here's the deal. This is what I think. Let me tell you what I think, because what I think is what. That's why you tuned in, to see what I think, because it's, well, why else would you tune in? You wouldn't just tune in to. Because you can't, you're not listening to anybody else's opinion, other than maybe the AI people who are not going to be here today. So sorry, they're gone. I gave them a day off because they've been working awfully hard lately. We'll talk about that a little later. The thing that I saw here that this is what needs to happen. Anybody that comes out and says, "Oh, I knew nothing about it. I knew nothing about it. They're trying to distance themselves from this guy and say that they had no idea." If any senator or congressman comes out and says that, and they are proven wrong that they did know about it, which my understanding is there were a large number of them that did know about it and protected him in the whole thing and all the stuff that he was doing. If that is the case, and every one of them that comes out and says they didn't know anything about it, they should be expelled. They should get the same punishment he gets. I don't know which is worse, actually doing it, because the guy who has the problem obviously has a mental problem. The people who defend him, in my opinion, that's worse. That's worse. Now, there are some people who have come out. This one guy came out and said he's going to be a Republican libertarian. Made this comment about being a Republican libertarian. I don't know what that is. I'm not, maybe this might have been on Devorah Darkins, actually. It might have been on this actual show. Here, Nancy Pelosi has to weigh in on some of this stuff and see what's happening there. Of course, they're going after about Joaquin Jeffries and everybody trying to find out. Oh, here's this guy. This is on the Devorah Darkins show. Let's see if I can find this and see if I can make this guy. So this guy makes some interesting comments about being a Republican libertarian. Let's see what the guy
of the United States. We deserve equal or greater value for our tax dollars.
First of all, I think this guy might be drunk. There's something wrong with this guy. And I guess he's a congressman, I guess. He's got issues. I can tell just by the way he's talking, and a lot of it's his body language, but he's got this something going on weird.
Is it fair enough?
Yeah, I was going to say, you're mad. I mean,
mad?
Yeah.
I am no longer a Democrat. I'm now a libertarian.
I don't know. I can't tell, and I'm just making an observation here. If I had to guess, if somebody said, "Hey, do you think he's inebriated or is under the influence of something?" My guess would be yes. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, and I'm not a lawyer, and I'm not a body language expert. All I can tell you is, if I was a police officer and this guy was talking to me in a car, I'd probably have some suspicions. I would say this is suspicious. So I guess I'm being kind of suspicious right now, is the way I'm talking. But anyway, I don't know. Something's wrong with this guy.
Republican. Because that's what.
Here's what he had to say. Take a listen to this.
Of
the United States. We deserve equal or greater value for our tax dollars.
Equal or greater value for our tax dollars. I don't know what he's talking about there. Apparently that's cut in on part of the conversation that was going on earlier. Maybe, I don't know.
Is it fair enough?
Yeah, I was going to say, you're mad. I mean,
mad?
Yeah.
I am no longer a Democrat. I'm now a libertarian Republican. Because that's what a Blue Dog Democrat used to be. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's called executing, being accountable, enforcing, respect, responsibility, and results. Knowing what your job description is, delivering results. Unifying.
Is he making any sense?
Great. The great brand we have, okay? Or we used to. Can we get it together, please?
Yeah.
Can we get it together, please? And you know what? When I ran for the governorship, I did because I couldn't find a candidate that was worthy to back. And I thought Eric had the goods. But he'd tell the truth. Okay?
Do you like any of these other options?
Too early to tell. Okay? Too early to tell. I met them all.
Okay, let's...
Now, this is, again, this is... I think there's something wrong with this guy. Apparently he was going to run for governor, but you know, he, for whatever reason, he's not. He's no longer a Democrat. He thought Eric Swalwell had the goods. He's still going to support he's still looking at Democrats to support Democrats to vote for. I don't know anything about the guy. I don't know what to tell you. All I can tell you is he's just as insane as all the rest of them. I don't know. This whole thing blows my mind that they can be so just arrogant about everything. And here's the thing. They almost have to come out with this kind of a faux outrage, righteous disgust of Eric Swalwell, because otherwise all the things they've said about Trump for the last however many years would have to go away, because he, you know, he was caught. If you listen to what they caught him saying, he was talking about anybody who's popular and what they're able to do. He didn't say he did it. All he said was people who are popular are able to do these things. And supposedly that makes him guilty for whatever. It's maybe he has and maybe he hasn't. I don't know. All Trump was talking about was these people who are extremely popular, people like all the popular people in Hollywood, who are calling him a pig and calling him names and saying all these things. He's disgusting and all blah, 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 blah. And of course, there's those people out there who are saying he's, you know, in the Epstein, he's a pedophile and everything else. They're saying all these things. A lot of them are getting sued for saying that because there's no proof of that. He's never been convicted of anything as far as sexual assault. It's this one stupid issue with him, that one lady, and supposedly they couldn't remember anything about what day it was or when it was and what year it was, what she was wearing, anything, and nothing about the whole incident. She can't remember anything about it. But for some reason, she's all of a sudden, she's, you know, the authority, and she's the one who's... Yeah. So there you go. But that's the world that the Democrats live in. It's everything's, you know, it all has to be about... Well, it all has to be about Trump, you know, and anti-Trump, like Orange Man bad. Everything's about that. That's what it's all about. And gets really old after a while. The Eric Metaxas, by the way, recently said something about some of the things that are happening out there. I think one of the people he talked about was Tucker Carlson. If I can find it here, it was a short, and it might have been here. It might have been in this stuff right here. Was it that one right there, Eric? Oh, yeah, he's talking about people being arrested for certain things, saying certain things. We can't find any. It's not true. That was Tucker Carlson saying something about it. Let's see. We must have been back a long ways. Here, this is it. Let's talk about this. This is Eric Metaxas. I have a lot of respect for Eric Metaxas. He seems like he's very based in some of the things he says. Now, some of the comments that came out are just off the wall, lunatic, really weird stuff.
When Tucker Carlson the other day was ticked that President Trump mocked Islam by, in the end of his crazy tweet, he writes, "Praise be to Allah." I howled with laughter. And then a lot of people said, yeah, this is like Elijah mocking the priests of Baal. We wouldn't say worshiping Baal is like, it's one of the great religions. We have our differences. No, we say it's a false, wicked, antichrist religion. He was saying you should never criticize another religion, and he goes on and on and on. And I thought, we're at war with Iran. Iran is led by theocratic mullahs. So even if you don't want to be in a religious war, you are, because they are. So the idea that he shouldn't mention this, it's so crazy, but I guess it brings up the age-old question, what the heck has happened to Tucker Carlson? It's unfathomable.
So this is a good question, and I think it's... This brings up an issue of, because Tucker claims that, it mocks us as Christians. It diminishes us as Christians if we mock another religion, because these are one of the great religions of the world, and that's not what Christianity is about. Well, sorry. Now, would I have done it the same way? No, I would not have done it the same way. Is what he did? Does it? Here's the thing, though. Tucker Carlson claims that this mocked Christianity, that it diminishes Christianity. I don't think it does. First of all, I don't. I'm not sure if Trump. You know, I don't know what kind of Christian he is. All I'm going to say is, that's all I'm going to say. That was what I did. I just breathed a sigh there. That's what I'm going to say. I think Tucker is over his skis on some of this stuff. Tucker Carlson does not come. Eric Metaxas is an unashamed, unabashedly unashamed. I don't want to say this. Christian, no question about it. He makes no hesitation about sharing his faith. Talks about his faith. Anything about his faith. At any time. Tucker Carlson's very, he just says what church he goes to, basically what religion he's part of. That's all he's got there. He's never shared, other than he shared one thing about something, like got attacked by demons or something one night, had something on what happened to him, supposedly. Some people say this kind of stuff, because they feel like it makes them, oh, well, because the demons are after me, so I must be on the spiritually good side because that's why they're after me. That's almost, I hear people say this kind of thing occasionally. I don't know about that. It's interesting when somebody's got some kind of mission in their life, they're doing something and something bad happens or keeps them from doing it. They blame it on the devil. Maybe it's God telling you to stop doing what you're doing. Maybe he's trying to redirect you. You need some discernment. This is where discernment comes in. Because maybe you're so enamored with your little mission for yourself that you think you're on this mission from God and you're not. And he's trying to put a roadblock in your way. Now, don't get me wrong. If you're doing what God is calling you to, I guarantee you the enemy is going to try to stop that probably, and it's going to get in your way. There's also the possibility that God is going to try to stop you if you're doing something. So this is where discernment comes in. This is where you need counsel from many and get some wise people around you to understand what's happening spiritually. I don't know that Tucker has any of those people around him, especially right now with the way he's gone off the deep end. Just all these people who I have always had a little bit of a hesitation to just embrace, they've always seemed a little bit phony to me. With regard to just who they are, their persona that they carry over on the big screen. One of the things that bothers me, and I know this is strange, maybe it's strange to say, maybe the way he laughs. It doesn't seem real to me. It seems like it's a theatrical laugh. Does this weird thing where he'll laugh at a specific time, and it does not seem genuine to me. Does anybody else get that kind of a weird kind of gut feeling when he does that kind of thing? It's creepy. Now, I've appreciated some of the things that Tucker Carlson has called out, some of the things he's said, some of the things he's talked about in the past, his willingness to go places about with things. At the same time, I don't know if it's just for click. He goes into a particular subject or delves into something, and it never goes anywhere. He's on to the next thing. And then when Tucker got fired from Fox News, of course, then he became the news. The news, it was about him. The news was about him getting fired. He has never really been the same since then. Something strange has happened there. When people go independent, Trish Reagan, she went independent. She's doing very well, and I haven't seen her really crumble with regard to her standards or anything that she wants to say. She seems to be, but she also doesn't have a potty mouth like Megyn Kelly does. Now, I'm not, and Megyn Kelly can say whatever she wants. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, it says something about her character. It says something about who she is, especially when she attacks other people for using the same kind of language. That's when it really starts to get at me. That's when I start really getting at it. I don't care to listen to her because she's always throwing these gratuitous four-letter words out there. I don't like that. It seems gratuitous to me. She's doing it just to fit in with the Joe Sixpack out there, whatever it is. She wants to sound like the common man. Those commoners out there, I got to talk like they do, so I got to throw some language around. And that's the Democrats were doing the same thing. They're all growing. I think Pete Buttigieg now, he's growing a beard. There's a couple others. And these Democrats that are growing beards, they're trying to make, then they start throwing some foul language around. That's, I'm surprised that Gavin Newsom hasn't grown a beard just because, maybe he can't. But it's, he's out there, you know, gunslinging all kinds of foul language and, you know, make him sound like the tough guy and trying to be like Trump. It's disingenuous. It's not who he is, and we all know it. It's just frustrating because I don't know. I see right through it. I don't. Maybe most people don't. But then you've got folks like Eric Swalwell and all the people who around him who are trying to protect him. And that gets frustrating as well because of, you know, well, just because it's obvious that they're protecting him, that they're trying to disassociate themselves from him, and they're trying to act like they had no idea. Nancy Pelosi even came out, I think, said something about, I had no idea he was doing what he's doing. I don't even know the guy. Who's this Eric Swalwell guy you're talking about? I don't know who that is. It's just amazing to me that they act this way. Anyway, well, that's one thing. That's the one thing out of the tool shed there this morning. We have, what is the other thing I want to talk about? I can't remember what I know I was going to talk about something. What did I have written down here? I had something written down. No, it's not on there. It's not over there. Mom Donnie, I want to talk about Mom Donnie a little bit. And this isn't what I was going to talk about, but it's I do want to briefly mention some things about him. He's discovered, unfortunately, that a lot of the, how you say, did I push that? I didn't push that button. There we go. A lot of the housing that has been set up for homeless people in New York City, apparently it is, they're struggling because they're realizing that they're destroying the places that they have set up for the homeless population. You know, a lot of the homeless population, unfortunately, is folks who are, they have, some of them have severe mental issues, drug addiction, mental problems. They're not right in the head. I was recently on a hotel shuttle going from the hotel to the airport, and I look over and I see this guy standing near a construction zone by himself out there beside the road, and he's talking to the sky, and he's talking to somebody around him, and he's by himself, and he's just yakking away, and he's got his hands kind of making motions, obviously, like he's talking about something and trying to describe something, and he's talking about something, and it's obviously he's strung out. He's obviously not doing well, and it's painful to watch that. As an individual who probably would be a productive member of society, a productive person in life, if he had made some other choices, or somebody had been around there to help him, or whatever happened to him, whatever it was, this person needs help. They don't need to just be given a home. They don't just need shelter. They need and clean needles. They need help. They need serious help. And it's for people like that that I wouldn't mind our tax dollars going to. Unfortunately, they use that guy. Oh, we have a homeless problem. We need to spend $12 billion on it, like California. I think California spent like $12 billion on a homeless problem. And it's worse than it was after all the money that's been spent. It's just government's not the answer to this. And, of course, they'll balk at you if you say that, well, there needs to be like nonprofits or church organizations that need to come in. And that's really the job of the church, by the way, in my opinion. We abdicate our responsibility as an institution, as the one thing as an institution we should be doing as a collective, is helping the downtrodden, helping the widows, those who are in need. But that's not, we don't have to do that anymore, so the money gets spent on the Sunday morning show because we need more lights and we need more electronics. And I have no problem with lights and electronics and all those things. I appreciate those things. But at the same time, where's the rest of our budget going? We've got to keep that show looking good so people keep coming back and giving more money so we can make more money so we can give, you know, once a year we can give, you know, one of our... When it gets to the point where 1 week of your budget is basically all you give back to the community. And the outreach has become opportunities to get more people to come in to, so they can pay their tithe and get more money. That's really all that's about. I just get disgusted by the whole thing. What it's become. And we depend on, and now if people didn't get as much taxes taken out of their checks, maybe they'd feel a little bit more easy about giving. I don't know. Probably not. I think I might have said something about this the other day. I had a friend of mine who said, we were talking about millionaires. This is back when both, you know, we were both struggling and trying to scrape by and trying to make a dollar here and there. And you know, I was happy if I could make $100, let alone $1,000 or $10,000. And it was, that just didn't seem realistic to me, making that kind of money. But the, or that was back in, a, you know, this is 30 years ago, 40 years ago, whatever it was. And he said something about, you know, I would be a good millionaire. I think I might have said something about this on the show the other day. Well, the question is, why can't you be a good dollar-naire? I mean, if all you got is a dollar, then what are you doing with that? What are you doing with your $10 there? What do you got going on with that? Is it only going to be when you get a million that you're going to be a good millionaire? I think there's certain principles about the way we manage our money and our funds and how that works with regard to, regardless of whether you have, $100 or $1 million, there's a certain principle there with how you treat that, how you work through that. And I think it's important. I think that's, I just don't know. I don't know if it's a spiritual thing or not. I don't know if that God looks at that and says, well, if you, but I do know he has said very clearly, you've been entrusted with, you know, you've done well with a little, I'm going to entrust you with much more. That's a principle. So they just, you know, what do you have in your hand now? And at the end of the day, I wrote this song. It's all about time. It's called All About Time. I think have I played this on the show yet? I don't know if I have or not. Now, I think I'm going to play this, at least the first part of this. I don't know if I did or not. This thing starts off with it's just kind of a cool song. I call it a cool song. It's got to get more of a cool sound to it. When I was young, I can tell my voice is bad. It's bad. I was screaming yesterday. I was mowing the lawn the other day, and I was singing while I was on the mower. It was yesterday, and my neighbors are probably, I'm sure they can hear me. I have these headphones on, and I was playing music and singing this stuff, and I was singing really high, and I'm sure it sounded great to the neighbors. All over the place, but it's this is me. When I was young, I'll just play it. I thought forever was waiting. I'm just trying to think through all the words here. Day stretched long. And the sun never faded. How's the rest of it go? Sun never faded. Chasing the wind with a heart unafraid, dreams in my pocket. Here we go. I'm just going to play it because I'm just going to play this. It's all about time. It's a release that's going to come out soon. Hey. I'll stop.
When I was young, I thought forever was waiting. Days stretched long and the sun never faded. Chasing the wind with a heart unafraid. Dreams in my pocket, always one more game to play. But the wheels keep turning, the pages turn dry. Life rushes by in the blink of an eye. It's all
about time. So that's it. That's it right there. Goes into the chorus there. Let's talk about time. Now it's a song about teach me to number my days. As we get older, that's a scriptural thing. It's, I can't remember who said that even. Was it Proverbs? Anyway, teach me to number my days. It's we have to realize we only have a certain number of seasons on this earth. And there's no guarantee of tomorrow. I had put together a bunch of songs over the years, just like every couple months. I would kind of write down notes and jot down stuff and try to write these songs. And I'd record a little bit here and there of stuff, and I kind of had an inspiration. I'd record it, and I would never do anything with it. And I would jot down notes on it. This stuff was going on for, in fact, that song right there, I wrote 10 years ago, a little more than 10 years ago, 11 years ago. And I never did anything with it. Just never did anything with it. I had a rough recording of me with the the my guitar and a little bit of background percussion. I had done it for something else, as part of a project of something I was doing, and parts of the song were a little bit different. That we're gonna go specifically into this project, and it didn't work out. They didn't want it, which is fine. Kind of glad it didn't. I think this is. I'm kind of glad I still. I would have lost the rights to that song if I'd put it in that project. Anyway, I finally finished it up. I'm just gonna do this stuff because I just it's not gonna go anywhere. If I pass away tomorrow, this stuff goes away and nobody ever hears it. If it's potentially a way to bless somebody else or inspire their life, I need to get it done. It's beyond me at this point. It's more than just about me and my little hobby. So I've got to get this stuff done. And I've been head down feverishly working through this, even though I've got all this other stuff I had going on. I had training going on, all kinds of other stuff going on, taxes now, just one thing after another. But I've been head down trying to get this stuff done and trying to get it out there because I don't care if I make any money on it. That's not the issue here at this point. Everybody wants, I want to write that hit song and make my $1 million. I don't care. That's not the issue. That's not the thing here. If there's always that potential, I guess, for that to happen. I don't care. I want people to enjoy it. I want people to be blessed by it. And I don't care if, don't get me wrong. It's not a bad thing to make some money. What we can do with that and what we could turn that into, to help others would be great. That'd be wonderful, but that's not the goal here. The music itself is not, that's not the goal. If that music takes on a life of its own and it happens to it, well, that's great. Maybe so, but it's all about time. And this is the thing. I exchange my time. Even money represents time. Because what happens here is you exchange your time for money to go to your employer. I give them 40 hours of my life. Like we talked about yesterday, I give them 40 hours of my life. And they, in exchange, they give me X amount of dollars for what I did for them. It has value to them. And in the process of all that, you have this, but I have a limited amount of hours in my life, limited amount of time. Now I can do things to make that last longer. I can do things to make that last shorter. It's my hope that most people realize that their life is precious and that they have something to offer humanity and something to give to life here on earth. And they will do what they can to stretch that life out as far as possible. Not that, for instance, this one guy I talked to one time he's talking away, and he had a wife, and I think he had two sons, and I think he had two daughters. I know he had two daughters. I think it was all he had. Two daughters, two sons and two daughters, four kids. And his daughters were the youngest. He had two older boys, and then he had the two youngest daughters, and they were still in the home. And he said something about, well, you know, if somebody breaks in the house and wants to kill me, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go see Jesus. I'm ready to be done. Oh, okay. And then after they kill you, what are they going to do to your wife and kids? So you're going to be happy in heaven, and what's going to happen with them? He didn't have an answer for that. I actually said that. I actually asked him that question. I said, what about, you know, who's going to, now maybe your attitude would be, well, God's going to take care of them. That's on God to take care of them. That's, you know, they're ready to go too. They're all ready to go. It seems a little bit pretentious. I don't know what the word is. Pretentious, maybe. It seems a little bit dismissive of how precious life is, and the purpose that we're here for. A senseless, mindless act of violence like that just seems like it'd be better if you could just stop that. No, I'm not saying, you know, however it needs to be done, but it's there's more to it than that. There's more to your life than just ready to go, whenever, whatever. That's great. I'm glad. That's fine. It's good to have that attitude, but it's also good to have an understanding of some sense of responsibility that we have with the life that we have right now. The time that we have left. Teach me to number my days. That's the whole thing of how many more summers do I have? How many more times do I have to enjoy life while I'm still physically and mentally able to do so? How many more people can I reach? How many more people can I bless? How much more can I do? And not because it's going to earn me brownie points. It's because of the joy in doing it. Just obedience is its own reward, in my opinion. Maybe I'm not making any sense this morning. Maybe I need to just drink some more chai. Let's just do that. Let's all sit back while I drink some more chai. Oh, there you go. That's good. Good stuff. It's starting to cool off. I forgot to put the hat back on it. This little cover I was putting on there. All right. Well, that's all I'm going to say about that for now. This show has gone by really quick. I thought, have I been talking slow? It's almost, we're pushing close to an hour here already. I can't believe it's already happened, but we'll be right back with this, after this short interlude. There.
It's the news, according to me. Oh, it's the news, according to me. It's the news. According to me, oh, it's the news, according to me, it's the news, yeah, according to me, it's the news, according to me, it's the news, yeah, it's the news, according to me.
Almost forgot to turn the mute button off there. By the way, folks, if you want to call the show, if you want to call the show, call the show. There you go. How's that? If you want to call the show, call the show. There you go. 574-651-7685. You can call that number, leave a message or a text message. Or you can also go to google.com/voice. Why do I have such a hard time saying that? google.com/voice. And you can leave a message there as well. We do have a Facebook page. I can't remember. I think it's just The News According to Me. It's all spelled out. The News According to, T-O, not the number two, me. I think on YouTube I use the number two to me. I think that's how that works. Anyway, yeah, that's all we'll get going. Tomorrow, I think tomorrow looks like I'll be able to have a live show. It'll probably be from the home studio here. That's the plan, the soggy home studio. Once I get everything swept up in here, I'll try to get those holes. Well, the biggest thing is the front end place. Anyway, I'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless, folks. Thanks for listening to all my drivel this morning. Take care. I will talk to you later, and I will see ya.